Last time, on Taverns and Caverns, my favorite purifiers finally returned from their mission in Miyazu. I'm glad to know that all of them returned safe and sound. Omog would be very sad if they returned missing one person or more. Although, it seems they had to bring this Wrestler Pain back dead instead of alive. I know Mizuno was hoping to question Wrestler Pain more, but what can you do, especially if the prisoner an enemy is trying to kill you at all times. I understand what they had to do. I also hear that my friends partied with a monk Yaki named Toraki. He seems to be very tough, but I doubt he's stronger than Omog. Can you all tell me? I know you listeners know who is stronger, Omog or Toraki. I'd like to know. But the time for rest is short, and the next mission is right around the corner. Episode 104, Returning to Amiwa.
Welcome back to another exciting episode of Taverns and Caverns, everyone. This is your Dungeon Master Haphazard DM. And last time on Taverns and Caverns, the party had made it to the Shimaran Fortress, which then allowed them to teleport back to Kadori Shrine. And we basically ended the last episode with the party running into their good old friend Omog as they're waiting in the lobby of the shrine for Mizuno Amari to show up so that they can inform her of their mission in Miyazu, as well as to gain their next mission. So we ended the last episode with Omog asking you guys if they had met any new friends on this mission. Remember, Omog does not know much about your guys' mission. He had to stay behind to guard Mizuno Amari as one of her guards. So he is definitely interested in what happened to Miyazu. Obviously, when you guys wrote back into that scroll, Omog wasn't the one reading it. It was Mizuno Amari. So he is, for the most part, clueless of what happened. So, again, he's asking,
so, in Miyazu, did you meet any new friends like Omog? Was anyone there to help you kick Wrestler Pain's butt? Because I would have.
Hmm. Omat Vengeance.
Oh, that's his name.
You, Omat, wait, what? You met someone named Vengeance?
Yeah.
Was he as awesome as me?
Cooler. Oh, no. Oh, yeah, you don't mean that.
Wait. Roy kind of chuckles.
Wait, Roy, you said he was more awesome than Omog or less awesome? I did not hear you correctly.
Damn, speak up.
I think I hear someone calling me. I'll be right back.
No, where are you going?
You aren't going nowhere. Omog places his giant ogre left hand on your shoulder and he grips it tightly. Whew,
that's a big hand.
You going nowhere till you answer, Omog.
I was only kidding. I was just saying that he was cooler, but I was only kidding. You both are special in your own way.
Omog's going to roll an insight check on your ass.
Damn, bully.
He is narrowing his eyes at you and staring at into your soul as you say this. And he rolled a... He got a 15. That's pretty good. Are you bullshitting him or not?
No, he's being sincere. He really is.
Okay. Omug's little squinty eyes, they widen back up and he smiles.
Good, because if you were not joking, Omog would have to do something that he does not want to do. Because Omog is cool and nobody is cooler than Omog.
Oh, no need to take our boy Roy out back like old Yeller. Well, he's talking about a tiger Yaki named Toraki.
Oh, a tiger Yaki named Toraki. Never heard of this one. How did he help you?
Well, he liked to beat up people and torture. He's an okay fella.
Oh, beating him up and torturing. Was he also purifier? I don't know if I noticed Toraki.
As he places a hand to his chin, rubbing it.
Not really a purifier, but he shared a common goal. He wanted to take down Wrestler and get his sister back, too.
Oh, so one of those situations where it's enemy of my enemy is my friend.
or associate at best.
Yes. But Olmok's still better friend. Oh,
absolutely.
Because if he was just as good a friend as Olmok, he would be here with you. But he is not. And I am here. So Olmok wins.
You should have saw how vicious Rory was.
I wanted to see. I am so sad I could not join you on this mission. But I had important other mission, as you know. But tell me, how vicious was Roroi? I need to know.
I craned my head at Roroi.
Still I really looks don't want to talk about it.
You don't have to. I'm going to talk about it.
And oh, Stella looks around to make sure no one's listening. Like none of the guards or anything.
He killed a man.
Oh.
I mean, that's what we do, but...
A man, though.
It was kind of how it happened. You know, he mounted him, and he was really laying into him with those thunder gauntlets.
Oh, hey, deep 60.
Oh, my goodness. You weren't there.
I heard.
What did this man do to make Roroi so mad?
Oh, well, he was kind of a part of the people that were contaminating the food and water with the Soli Soli plant, so
the
he wasn't
what?
Innocent.
Contaminating water with Soli Soli plant? I know you mentioned this Soli Soli plant, but I cannot get this wrap around Omog's head. So, Rassler and his followers were poisoning the people of Amiwa? Or not Amiwa, I'm sorry. Miyazu?
Mm-hmm. Little bit at a time over a long period of time. So it's potent and less noticeable.
That's some messed up shit.
Seriously. But, we took care of him.
Well, that is good. I am sure Mizuno Amari will be pleased with your mission.
Yeah. Well, I'm just happy to see that Roroi is, you know, really taking this mission by the horns and becoming kind of awful, like the rest of us.
Oh, congratulations, Roroi.
Yome, though. She's a healer and a priestess. But he could take a Shina Rui spot.
Oh? Roroi could take a Shina Rui spot? I don't know about that. Speaking of a Shina Rui, you know she is back up and kicking.
She say anything about me?
Wink. No.
No, she did not. The only thing she's talking about is killing more Koldarians.
I saw she was talking about me. She messes me.
Well, she is up in the training field if you would like to go see her after you speak to Mizuno Amari. Actually, she is very persistent about being sent on the next mission. She wants to get back into the battlefield.
Oh boy.
I do not know. I am a little worried, though. I mean, it takes time to train. She used to use Naginata with both hands, and her katana is now her main weapon. She is not as masterful with the katana as she is Naginata. So she is still badass, but she is not at her top potential yet. She needs to train more, in my opinion. But she has a secret weapon you have to see.
Secret weapon?
I won't be the one to tell her that.
Yeah, me neither.
I might spar with her, though.
You could spar with her. Olmok has done so. She is still very strong.
Roy's kind of sneaking off away from that conversation.
Like physically sneaking off, or are you just...
Just kind of scooting back away.
Make me a stealth check, please. I know Roy ain't sneaky.
No. Well, he still has that other model.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Your armor, that'll take no negatives.
That's true. Well, let's see what you roll, brother. Okay, a 16. That armor basically gives you no disadvantage, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so you rolled a 16. Omug does not notice you, slowly sneaking away. Where are you going, Roroi?
Kind of off to a corner by himself for a little bit. Trying to reflect and think about other things about his armor. Trying to make it even more quiet.
As you sneak off, Omug's still talking to the others.
Well, I also have a little bit of a suspicion. Omug will be joining you on next mission.
Oh, yeah.
Now we're talking.
It's about time.
Yes, I do not know the full details, but I think I know I'm going to be sent with you guys again. It will be like old times. I am very excited. Mm-hmm. But if my suspicion is correct, you might not like where we're going next.
What do you mean?
I will leave that information for Mizuno Omari to explain to you.
Oh, you know I'm impatient. All right, where is she?
She is on her way. Very busy. Very, very busy. All I can say is, while you guys were away, you know shit hit the fan, yes?
What else is new? Details.
That is true. That is true. But the last you remember when you left here, you came back from the Amiwa ruins after you were teleported into Koldarian territory, and then you made a trek all the way back from enemy lines back home, where we had to save you from General Renak.
Yes? Yeah. Fast forward that part.
Yes. Well, as you know, the forces of Shimada on the borders are now pincered from both Koldarians on the west and the Yaksha in the Amiwa ruins. So Lord Oshiro has taken his men to attack the Amiwa ruins to stop them from pincering forces on the border. So that is where Lord Oshiro is right now, back at the Amiwa ruins. And I think we're going to get sent back to Amiwa. Well, you're going to get sent back to Amiwa. I wasn't there with you when you were there. So it will be my first time going with you. I think that is what is going to happen.
Okay. I wonder what's happening at the Mule Ruins.
Not so exciting, is it?
Well, that's all right. How long does it pay?
Oh, it pays very well.
Oh, there we go then.
Speaking of which, I forgot. I have to give you your payment. Mizuno Omari told me to give you your payment for this mission in Miyazu, which she said you did a good job. So Omug pulls out this bag of gold. He places it onto the table where you guys are all sitting in the lobby. Here you go. Inside that bag, it is 1,000 gold coins. Split it between the four of you as you will.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
So I don't care how you split it, but it is your gold, not mine. So that's 250 each.
Yep.
And as you guys are divvying out that payment, as you finish up divvying out that payment, I should say, you hear the doors to the side open, and stepping through the doors is Mizuno Omari, and she has what looks like two people following her writing notes. And as she steps through, you see the two nod their heads and they walk off, and she looks at the five of you, including Omug. Apologies for running late. I am very busy, but there is much that we have to discuss, and welcome back from the mission in Miyazu. I am glad that all of you are safe, but please, we must speak about the details of this mission and your next. Come to my office with me. And she steps off to the side as she opens a door into her office, and Omug will also join you as she beckons for Omug to join as well with her hand. And as the four of you join her in her office, Omug shuts the door behind and he stands next to the door while all four of you are able to sit in the office with her as she begins to pour some tea. Any tea, anyone?
I'll take a cup.
Here you are. Anyone else?
Please.
Yes, please.
All right, she pours the rest of you some tea if you would like. And as she does so, she finishes up. She pours herself a cup, begins to sip it as she's looking through her notes. She has this note, or I should say this scroll on her desk as she's looking through it. So, tell me, your mission in Miyazu, this Rassler Payne. I was reading everything that you were sending my way. I do not see him here with you. Where is he?
Oh, yeah, where is he?
So about that,
Roy, you want to take over?
Why me?
Oh, you might have the more details that us lower folk might not have.
He's no longer in this plane?
What?
Here. And Stella's going to start, like, charading it out what happened.
Charading it out?
Yep, she's going to roll a performance. That shit hard.
Oh my god. 31, Jesus Christ.
So I'm acting it out from when we got him and he was interrogating his ass.
Bro, you doing the whole Looney Tunes, Bugs Bunny, like, yep, fucking charade type shit right now.
I got fake hair and shit. I keep taking it off every time, like, I sit down. I stand up and pull my little robe off.
Well, your performance is excellent. She's able to understand every single action you take. And she's just nodding her head. Okay. So, he transformed into some godlike powered up version of himself. You had
Rassler Ascended, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna call him that. That's a stupid name. But
that's true.
You still have a portion of him though, yes? His body, his corpse.
Yeah, he just shriveled up into like husk.
That's right, you threw him into the bag, didn't you?
Yeah, he's up front with the strung out.
Oh yeah.
So you gave him to my secretary. Good, good. Because I'm going to need his remains to be well guarded by a magical circle. If he is doing any dealings with gods and whatever from Tirister, then we have to make sure that his corpse doesn't somehow become reanimated. Isn't that correct? So, unfortunately, you weren't able to bring him. I was hoping to question him. Perhaps I can use a speak with the dead spell on him to question him at another time. But this Soli plant that I'm reading about, that is a plant from Tirister. So he was using this to basically poison the minds of the Shimarans in Miyazu. Is this correct?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. As she sips her tea again.
Yeah, all it's right. In the food, it's in the water, it's in the liquor.
Yeah, the liquor. What a monster.
Yeah, it's called the divinity.
Quite the name.
Agree.
All right, well, so once the reinforcements arrived, you were able to take back Miyazu. You met with my assistant, Tsurumi Haruna, and it looks like you were able to do what you needed to do. Unfortunately, you weren't able to bring him back. That's okay. Now, this discussion that he had with the so-called quote-unquote firebringer, is there any more information about that conversation that you can provide me?
His name is Azatl.
Yes, this Azatl, I read, was apparently a god, from what I am understanding, a forgotten god in the land of Tirister.
And his siblings ate him.
Well, the affairs of what happens with the gods in Tirister is not of my concern. However, when I have people coming into Shimara attempting to contact Mori Tai, that is a bit of an issue, don't you think?
Agreed.
That is.
This is Otto. I don't know anything of him, nor do I know anything of this Firebringer. It's not a name I've ever heard of for either one of them. The only connection I can potentially think of that might have information on these two is from that woman that sent us the note a while back. You remember that note I told you about? Perhaps I shall send her a letter back asking about this. But this information is to stay between us. We have urgent matters at hand that this information or this concern with Azatul and Firebrand is going to have to wait. As you all know, or I'm assuming you know or have heard, Lord Oshiro has... I'm sorry, as she's looking through more of her notes. Lord Oshiro has went off to the Amiwa Ruins with his own army to try and defeat the Yaksha that overthrew the ruins when you last were there. Unfortunately, Lord Oshiro is having a difficult time getting through the ruins to try and find whoever is leading these Yaksha. When you were at the ruins, how many of the Koldarians did you spot? I know you fought a few soldiers, yes?
Yeah. There were rats than anything, but there was a monstrosity.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do remember everything you told me about the monstrosity and the transformed individuals. They were the Koldarians were performing experiments on our soldiers, turning them into Yaksha. So there's a difference here that I'm seeing. So you have the common Yaksha that you purifiers typically fight in the wild. And then you have these, what I call transformed Yaksha, the ones the Koldarians create.
Right, but some of these Koldarian soldiers don't even know about the Yaksha they're using.
Correct, which is a concern and confuses me how Koldar is able to do this. The Yaksha in the ruins are mostly transformed Yaksha from what Lord Oshiro has said. He is currently there fighting against these Yaksha. Each day that passes that he cannot get past the Amiwa ruins is a day that our soldiers on the Western Front have to deal with General Wanak without reinforcements. They cannot last much longer without Lord Oshiro's forces joining them. But we can't get through the Yaksha in the Amiwa ruins due to the terrain and the environment there. As you all know, that town is a mess. It's hard to get anything that... It's hard to get a large force through there without being interrupted by these Yaksha. So, I'm going to be sending you on another mission. And she looks at you all with a smile. Omug will be joining you this time around.
Oh, yeah.
And
fun.
If you haven't heard already, Ashinori is back up and kicking. And she has made it a point to send her on the next mission. As much as I do not wish to send her out just yet, I cannot tell her no. The next mission, I'm going to be sending you all back to the Amiwa Ruins. My spies have relayed some interesting information. There is a Koldarian soldier in the ruins who has remained hidden from Lord Oshiro and his men. He goes by the name of Zaba. My spies have witnessed this Koldarian captain ordering the transformed Yaksha. Typically, Yaksha, as we all know, do not work with people. They are beasts within themselves, and they take orders from no one except for the corruption of Moritai. However, this Zaba was giving orders to these transformed Yaksha, which is why Lord Oshiro is having a very difficult time dealing with the Yaksha, because the Yaksha are well coordinated as if they were soldiers from an army, which makes more sense if Zaba is giving them these orders. One of my spies noticed, however, when Zaba was giving them orders, there was a bracelet on his left hand that would glow with each order he gave them. And my spies tell me that there was a hint of magic that they could detect coming from this bracelet of his. And that hint of magic was tied to the enchantment school of magics. Y'all know what this means, right? Enchantment magic deals with such things as suggestion and commanding spells.
Oh boy.
I have a theory, and I wish to send you all to test this theory. I believe that Zaba is controlling these transformed Yaksha with this so-called bracelet. I've informed Lord Oshiro of this, by the way. He has been looking for this Zaba. They can't seem to find him. My spies have been able to track his whereabouts. He seems to move from place to place, hiding from our forces, which further makes me believe that he is the one controlling these Yaksha. If this bracelet is really what's helping him control them, if we're able to dispatch him, take this bracelet, we might be able to halt the Yaksha in the ruins, which would give our forces the advantage, in my belief. So your next mission, I'm going to be sending you back to the Omiwa Ruins through the teleportation circle that you first used when you arrived there the first time. Unfortunately, that teleportation circle was destroyed by enemy forces, so we're going to have to make this a timed effort. So you're going to be on standby until I call for you. Unfortunately, our teleportation magic here in the shrine is recharging. It's going to take some time for us to be able to send you out again. But when our magic is able to send you again, I will inform my shinobi in the ruins to kill the Yaksha nearby the destroyed teleportation circle so they can temporarily bring it back for you to teleport. It's going to be a one-way ticket. You're not coming back through that teleportation circle, just so you know. So your mission is to find this Zaba. I don't care what you do. Capture him, kill him. I don't care. I need that bracelet. I want it, and I need to find out what it's doing and if that really is what's controlling these transformed Yaksha. So if you find it easier to kill him, then do so. I don't care about the Zaba. I care about the bracelet. Do we understand what your next mission is?
Oh, you want that bracelet? Then you'll have it.
The jewelry heist. I love it.
Good.
This will really spice up the lore.
Now, this teleportation circle that my shinobi will be recreating, it is within the Yaksha's territory. It's far from Lord Oshiro's forces. So, unfortunately, you're not going to have any reinforcements. Do not rely on Lord Oshiro and his men to get to you because you're going to be behind enemy lines trying to find this Zaba. My shinobi are not going to be able to assist you either because I need them to stay hidden from the enemies, and I don't need any of them potentially losing their lives or giving away their positions by aiding you. So you're going to be on your own, which is why I'm sending Omug and Ashinoruri with you. Do we understand?
You sure you want to send Ashina? Can't you just tell her that we haven't left?
There is no convincing her otherwise. She is a dear friend of mine, and I respect her need for wanting to avenge her fallen comrades for the last time you were there. And the Zaba is probably the one that had her men killed. So, or her, I should say, her friends killed. So there's no stopping her. No matter what I say, she's not going to listen to me.
Fair enough.
In the meantime, you all can do what you need. Resupply. Relax. But you are on standby, so do not go very far, because as soon as my monks here at the shrine are able to teleport you, that is when I'm going to call for you. So do not go far. And I will send word your way when I require you and when you're ready to be sent. Now, there are some supplies I do want to send you with. As far as any other supplies, that's up to you what you guys need and what you guys want to spend your money on. Which, Omug, did you pay them, by the way?
Oh, yes. They got 1,000 gold. They split it evenly.
Very good. She pulls out a box, a small box, and places it on her desk. These supplies are going to be for your next mission. Use them carefully, because it's all you're getting. She is handing you 3 types of potions. The party is going to receive 2 standard healing potions, 3 potions of greater healing, 1 potion of heroism. She holds out the more rare potion to you. So you see this potion, it's mostly green. And in this bottle, she as she's holding it, this is a potion of heroism. Whoever drinks this potion will feel a bit more beefier in terms of, I should say, hardier in terms of your constitution. So the potion of heroism, if you drink it, you'll gain 10 temporary HP that lasts for 1 hour, and you also get the bless spell on you as if a cleric casted it on you.
Oh, damn.
So it's up to 1 hour, but there's only one of those. So divvy out these potions however you want.
What were the other ones? Greater healing?
So you get 3 greater healing potions and 2 standard healing potions. Okay. And then 1 potion of heroism. The standard healing potions, remember, do 2d4 plus 2. Meanwhile, the potion of greater healing does 4d4 plus 4.
Stella takes a standard potion and stuffs it. None of your business.
I'm going to say, I have 1 healing potion and 1 greater potion, so if you guys want to take them.
Yeah, I do want to take... I want to take greater... I have a feeling I'm going to be getting hit.
There's 3 of them, so, of the greater. All right.
So 3 of you might as well just take 1.
Yep.
Hey, I'll take it.
Who wants the potion of heroism?
I feel like either...
Give it to Hota since he likes to fight close.
Yeah.
Or yeah. I'd say Hota.
Oh, damn. Why?
You'd be so, up in their shit.
So y'all want me up there close.
No, I mean,
we need that sneak attack.
Roy has the bear's endurance anyway, so.
All right.
Rob's like, wait a minute. Wait a minute now.
Right. The fuck y'all planning?
I'll add the potion of heroism in the.
Rob's sweating. He's sweating. All right.
So, what's that do again?
The heroism. Yeah. For 1 hour, you gain 10 temporary HP.
And you're blessed.
And you get the bless spell, which is basically you get to add a d4 to your saving throws, basically.
Yep. Got it.
Yep. And also a d4 you can use whenever you make an attack roll. So saving throws and attack rolls, you can add d4s to.
All right.
Yep. And there's no concentration involved. Typically, when a cleric casts Bless, they have to have concentration on it. You have it for 1 hour without concentration. It does not go away.
All right. We still have 1 standard that needs to be divvied out.
Give it to Omug.
Ooh, Omug will happily take potion.
There you go.
Okay. I take it.
Gotta keep the tank fuel, you know?
That's right. I am tank.
So, Mizuno Amari, after you all divvy out the supplies, she leans back in her chair as she looks through some more notes. So, do you all understand the next mission? Is there any questions or concerns before I let you all go?
Oh, I was wondering if I could get that scroll... of the teleportation circles?
Oh, yes. You did ask for that, didn't you, a while back? Yes, I actually have them here. One moment. She opens up her desk and takes the scroll out and hands it to you.
So, have you ever wanted to start your own podcast and just had no clue on where to begin? Fear not, for we at Taverns and Caverns are here to help you. Before we began the Taverns and Caverns podcast, we originally had a few members who wanted to learn the game of Dungeons & Dragons. With 3 of the 4 players being new to the game, we decided to make a podcast of it just for fun, and to possibly encourage others to try the game for themselves. Starting a podcast can seem daunting, but we're here to tell you that it can be simple with an all-in-one tool. It's now super easy to record a podcast with Zencastr. Log in using your browser and start recording a high-quality podcast right away. Record studio-quality sound and up to 4K video with your guests. Feel a sense of Zen knowing Zencastr's multi-layered backups ensure you always have your recordings in the highest quality, even if the connection is unstable. If you have thought about podcasting before and realized that you need a lot of different tools and services, those days are now over, my friend. With Zencaster's all-in-one podcasting platform, you can create your podcast all in one place and distribute to Spotify, Apple, and other major destinations. Go to zencaster.com/pricing and use my code TavernsCaverns, and you'll get 30% off your first month of any Zencaster paid plan. I want you to have the same easy experience as I do for all my podcasting and content needs. It's time to share your story. And with that, let us continue our campaign.
Thank you, he bows.
You are more than welcome. This next mission, if my hypothesis, whether it be correct or incorrect about this bracelet, after your mission is complete, you are to meet back up with Lord Oshiro's forces, and hopefully the Yaksha will be in disarray without having a commander to order them around, which will make it easier for our forces to dispatch of these Yaksha, freeing up further time for them to march on to the western borders. You will be joining Lord Oshiro as soon as this is done, and marching towards the western front with him and his forces. Be prepared to see General Wanak on the battlefield. Reports are given that he is with the Koldarian soldiers on the battlefield, which again is why Lord Oshiro must get to the battlefront as soon as possible. Do you understand me?
Oh, I understand. Oh, now looking forward to General Wanak again.
I understand this. You will have Lord Oshiro and his forces on your side to battle General Wanak if the time comes to it. Unfortunately, I won't be able to join you. If you are to fail and Lord Oshiro's forces fall to General Wanak, the next line of defense is Kaoru Shrine, and I am the only one here to command the forces. You understand this? You cannot fail.
We ain't gonna let them get you.
I'm not worried about them getting me. I'm more worried about them destroying Lord Oshiro's forces, along with everything else standing between us and the Koldarians. Unfortunately, the nation of Mazugro cannot send reinforcements because they, too, are being attacked on their western borders from the Koldarians, as if they are seemingly attacking in unison. It's definitely a plan that they have devised to keep Mazugro from sending reinforcements. Day by day goes by, and I cannot get a break from these Koldarians. But I apologize. I know you were hired as purifiers, but unfortunately, with a war happening and our enemies at our doorsteps, we can't really afford to not send every resource we can to the front lines. Don't worry, you will be paid for this. Well compensated. Your next mission will be, you'll be earning yourselves about 1,500 gold.
A piece?
A total. Just for Captain Zaba's head and this bracelet. As far as what you'll be getting paid while you join Lord Oshiro, well, that's going to be more so on the coming from the coffers of the military and the government in general.
They got it.
So, any other questions before I let you go?
No, it sounds like,
She looks off into the distance.
We're needed.
Mm-hmm. Very well, if there's nobody? No other questions.
Are you guys gonna put the buffet table out again before we go?
Buffet table? Are you hungry?
Yes.
By all means, the shrine can have some food cooked up for you while you wait.
Oh, while thank you're on you.
Standby.
Yeah, I like to take stuff to go.
I do remember a couple of you did before when you first were sent to the Amula Ruins. How did that go, by the way? Some of you were eating while being transported.
Oh, it was great. It's good.
You know, that's not suggested.
Yeah, he threw up. It was not okay. Yeah,
I'm not surprised.
That was good going in.
But how was it coming out?
I gotta take the gold to buy. You know.
That's true. Well, you're all free to do what you need to do. Your friend Ashina Ruri is in the courtyard training as we speak, if you would like to go speak with her. But I'll have some of the servants here prepare some food for you in the dining hall outside the shrine.
Well, tell him bag it up for me.
And she runs out toward the courtyard.
Very well. Well, thank you for your time. And I will see you as soon as my monks are ready to send you to the Amiwa Ruins. And she's going to stand. Well, I have other business to attend to in the meantime. Please take care. She steps away, leaving you all there with Omug. And Omug looks at Stella as she's rushing to the courtyard.
Oh, I guess we're all going to see Ashinaruri then, yes? And get some yummy food.
He's going to pack herbs into his pipe while we walk.
Packing them herbs. You lucky Oshiro ain't there.
Oh, yeah, that's why he's doing it.
Remember the last time you packed herbs, Oshiro stepped in. You hid that shit quick.
Man, he was not happy. So you doing that shit in my house?
You dare? You dare? Oh, man.
He wasn't happy.
No, he wasn't. So is that what you're all doing? You're all going to go see Ashinaruri?
Yeah, we're always going to say hi real quick. Then he's going to get to work.
Okay. So as you all step out, Omug's going to join you guys as you're waiting for your food to be prepared. You guys step outside and you see, you know, there's a training yard where there's some soldiers training. And you notice Ashinaruri is out there. She has basically her katana in her left hand. It was her right arm that was cut. So she is practicing with her katana with her left hand. However, as you guys come across her in the distance, you see her. She has what looks like this one-armed over-the-shoulder cloak over her missing arm. And as she's fighting training with a training dummy, you do notice Omug mentioned she has a secret weapon. She's also practicing with a ball and chain. You can see connected to her right shoulder where her limb is, or I should say her missing limb, she has a device that one of the blacksmiths here at Kori Shrine have provided her. Connected to her shoulder, she has basically a long steel chain. And you see it can be flung from her right shoulder. And at the end of the chain is a spiked metal ball.
So, God damn it, Ryan. I'm going to start calling her biking.
Yes! And you can see she whips that thing around and that ball and chain wraps around the training dummy. And as the metal ball wraps around the body, it comes up to the head and it bashes the head, basically destroying the wooden dummy's head as wood flies everywhere. She doesn't notice you guys there just yet. And Oma points.
Oh, look.
Stella started to climb.
That's her secret weapon.
Kinky. I like it. How you doing, Ashina?
Wait, what?
Be quiet, boy.
Okay.
He just takes it every time.
He does.
He just takes it. Shut up, Roy. Okay. Fuck you, Roy. Okay.
One day he'll fight us back. We gotta catch him in the mood.
He gotta be in the mood like he was in Miyazu.
Yeah. Killing folks.
Killing folks.
Serial killer. Don't trust Roy, man.
He's not a serial killer.
Roy's that crazy. He's man. Nice and shit, but when he loses it, he loses it.
Closet murderer, man.
Yeah, man. God damn. But so you run up, or Stella, you run up to her?
Not super close while she's swinging that thing.
Stella's like, oh, hell no.
But I just want to be close enough so where she can hear me.
Okay. As you get close enough and you say hello, Ashina looks over at you, Stella, and she just nods. Oh, welcome back, Stella. Looks like you're all back from your mission. I assume that you all met with Mizuno Omari, and you know that we're going back to the Amiwa Ruins.
Yes.
And unfortunately, how's our favorite death machine?
He takes a deep breath. Mm.
Your favorite death machine is back and ready to kill more Koldarians and Yaksha.
Well, good for you, because we need to take a head. Zaba said.
Yes, this one known as Captain Zaba, he's not going to escape us. We're going to obliterate him.
He's not safe for the mission.
But she does smile. It is good to see you're all safe and well. Unfortunately, we do have to go back to the Amiwa ruins. I can't say I am completely prepared to potentially go up against General Ranak again, but he is not our focus for now. It is this Captain Zaba, and he will not be escaping our clutches. He will be tortured and killed. I know Mizuno Omari said she didn't care if we bring him back dead or alive. He's coming back dead.
Dead.
Okay. Yeah, I wasn't planning on bringing him back. Kind of wanted that head off of his shoulders.
No, his head doesn't come off his shoulders until after we've tortured him. We are going to crush his legs first, and then his hands and arms, and then we're going to cut him all over his body. And when he is crying for us to finish him, that is when I'm going to take my sweet time in digging little holes into his body. And when he is on death's door, will I give him not a swift death, but a very slow and painful one.
All on the first date, too. Oh boy, you're a handful. You want a hit of this?
I'm just glad to see you haven't changed.
I see you've met other members of Mizuno Amari's entourage. You went to the town of Miyazu, it seems. How was that?
It was a time, and not in the best way.
You should tell her about Roroi going all badass and shit.
We don't need to talk about that.
You'd be so proud of him.
Yeah, he kills people too.
Do you now, Roroi? You weren't crying in the corner like you were at the Amiwa Ruins?
Weak.
No, he actually mounted a man and beat him to death.
Tell me more.
I mean, that was kind of it. Oh, and he was punching Wrestler Payne in the fucking face during an interrogation at that. Very bad cop.
I am proud of you, Roroi. You've stepped out of your shell.
Really? Should that be something to be proud of?
Of course!
We got here and he stepped back in it. But it doesn't matter. This mission with the Yaksha is a perfect opportunity to show them how much we've changed. Just in the short amount of time we've been gone. It's on and popping.
Well, hopefully you step out of your shell again once we get back to the Abura Ruins. We can trust that you'll do that, yes, Roroi?
Yeah, sure.
We're dealing with the enemy, Roroi. The enemy that has sided with the Yaksha. There is no mercy for those who side with Moritai.
Damn, Anakin. If you're not with me, you're my enemy. Oh shit, lost it.
Don't let her get to the younglings.
Younglings.
So Ashina, not to, you know.
Stella looks down at her foot and it's kind of drawing a line over and over in the dirt.
So on this mission, Izuno Amari,
you probably already know this. I'm just dumb making sure, you know. But
we might come across General Ranak again on this mission. And I know you want revenge. I want it for you, girl, but, you know, let's just make sure that we all have a solid plan. Okay?
He looks down at you, Stella, and sighs. As much as I wish to make him suffer for everything he's done, I understand we are too weak to fight him. We lost rather quickly, all of us, against General Ranak, and I understand that we're going to need the support of Lord Oshiro as well as his forces to destroy and defeat General Ranak. I will not do anything hasty. You have my word.
Lost? We got washed.
Stella wipes a bead of sweat from her forehead.
Oof, that went really well.
And she kind of hugs Ashina's leg.
It's good to have you back. And Omar's going to be in the party. This is not the same battle as before.
This is right. Omog will be there. There is nothing to worry about.
And he's flexing.
Yeah, Omog's so cool and strong. Much better than Toraki.
What's your beef with him? You don't know him.
I don't have beef with him. I'm just saying. I'm excited to go on next mission with you. It's been a very long time. Aren't you excited to fight alongside Omog?
Very much so. I just... couldn't help but noticing you've been a little, forward with your thoughts about being cooler than Toraki, and I don't know, it just didn't seem like your personality type.
Maybe Omar is just a little worried that you found someone cooler than Omar, okay? It is okay to have some self-doubt every now and then.
Yeah, but you also gotta know that we're the purest fire, which means none of us are really cool. We're just hot.
I am.
We're just hot.
And she touches herself.
He jokes. No. Believe in yourself, old mug. Anybody with us is cooler than the other side of the pillow. Remember that, friend.
There you go.
Other side of pillow. I don't understand this phrase, but I will play along. Yes.
She's saying Ability Williams. Hey, Stella, careful hugging her leg. She bites.
Not me.
No? Huh. All right.
I wouldn't try it if I were you.
I mean, if I did, I'd probably be deep six by now. All right.
You'd probably be deep 12 in the ground.
Yeah, probably.
Yes. So... our next mission, we're going to Amiwa Ruins. It will be the six of us. Now, to my understanding, the place is still swarming with Yaksha. Another reason I think Mizuno Amari is allowing you to come with us, Ashina, is because you know Amiwa like the back of your hand. You should be able to guide us without being spotted, hopefully, by the enemy, yes?
Ashina pulls back the chain away from that broken dummy that she just destroyed. That is correct. I think that is the main reason Mizuno Amari is allowing me to join you, is because of my knowledge of the ruins. I'm sure you've been told that we'll be getting teleported into enemy territories. We won't be near Lord Oshiro's forces, so yes, we're going to have to be sneaky. We don't want to get caught off guard. There's only six of us. And if this Captain Zaba is indeed controlling the Yaksha there, I'm sure he is well guarded as well. So this may not be as easy as we hope, but we will succeed because failure is not an option. But I will guide you through the ruins in a way that hopefully keeps us from prying eyes. Now, word has it that Zaba is one of the or is hiding in one of the northwestern shrines in the town of Amiwa, a pagoda. That is, if my memory serves me right, 7 stories high. He could be on any one of those floors, but we're going to have to search that pagoda before he changes his location. Hopefully, he's still there when we get there. But I would prepare for extreme resistance.
We'll find him. I just feel like a Tenchi mission.
A what mission?
Oh, nothing.
Omog is not the most stealthy, because Omog is very large. It's hard, but I will do my best. I'm more there for, you know, bringing on the big hits.
Yeah?
Yes. I could also take plenty of hits too. Although I don't want to be the only one taking all the hits. I will need help on the front lines too. Isn't that right, Roroy?
Yeah, I'll be there right there.
I would hope so. You step out that shell, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Awesome. Very good. Very good. Ashita's, or go ahead.
I was about to say, but if you excuse me, I need to work on my armor a little bit. So I'll get you guys a little bit later.
Okay.
Rhea.
Sure.
Ashina really is going to ask you guys, so have you all supplied for the mission? Have you gathered your supplies? I know you're on standby, so we don't have a lot of time until we're called. So if there's anything you need to do, I would do it now.
Mizuno Amada gave us a few supplies.
Well, that's good. Speaking of Mizuno Amari, on your mission in Miyazu, I heard you ran into one of her shinobi, Tsunurumi Haruna. What did you think of her? Did she help you much? Did you party with her?
Oh, she's attractive.
If you call reading a book a party, sure.
Very attractive.
Oh, so you like the silent types that read lots of books then? Is that it?
I mean, I like you too, but...
He likes any type.
She knows me, see?
You know, you're really sounding desperate right now.
Oh, Holta? Never.
Holta, you have to have some kind of standard.
What's a standard?
Oh my
God. It's all making sense.
Mm-hmm. Holta, you have not changed. You're the same. That's how I know you're really Hota.
Glad to hear it.
But yeah, she is really headstrong into those books of hers, her novels, or her thing. She's an interesting one. She is very skillful, though, in the ways of stealth and gaining information. She won't be joining us on this mission, however. She's got other things to attend to. But I'll give you guys time to go and supply and do whatever you need to do. But when we are called, I will be joining you. I am going to assume they'll be calling us within the next hour or so. So I don't want to take much more of your time. I'm going to go prepare myself as well for this. So if there's anything else, I will see you guys soon.
I'll see you soon.
And she's going to walk off to prepare herself for this mission. Is there anything else you guys want to do before you get sent away? Any other items or anything? I know Roroy, we'll get to you here in a moment. I know you're working on some armor, which we'll get to. But as far as the three of you, is there anything else you could think of before you are sent back into enemy territory?
Well, Holta's gonna take one more puff of his pipe, put it out, and look at Omug.
And it's not called desperate. It's opportunist. Thank you.
You can sugarcoat it all you want, Hota. It's the same. Even Omug knows. Maybe Omug will introduce you to one of his female ogre friends.
Well, that's fair. Hey, you seem to be a bro. Thank you.
Well, you better smoke that as much as you want now, because on the mission, there's no smoking. No, no, no.
No, I don't want to do too much of this. Need to keep a straight head.
That's right. I need you on the front lines. You did get that potion of heroism, after all.
Oh, you remembered.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yes, yes, sure. I'll be there.
Okay. Well, anything else you all need to do before the DM asks Roroy what he's doing with his armor?
Damn. No.
I don't think so.
Okay. Estella, anything?
You already know. I'm waiting on them to bring my food out. They still ain't showed up.
You gotta go to the dining hall.
I told him to back it up. All right, so Stella goes in there.
Yoo-hoo! Me again.
As you go in there, there is a table filled with a mini buffet for you.
Is it bagged?
Is it what?
Nothing. Can I have some little, like, baggies or something?
Yeah, there's some baggies over there on the table. When you're done eating, bag whatever you need. There's some steam buns.
Bag it, but...
No, we're too busy for that. You have to bag it yourself. But there's Yikes. there's some pork buns over there. There is some curry. You also have some delicious yakitori over here. And whatever else you have on there is all yours for the taking.
Thanks.
She just walks over very politely and just starts, I mean, she's stuffing food in her mouth and pockets.
There you go. On your bacon. Mm-hmm. All right, while you guys are doing that, Roroy, what are you doing, Rod? What are you doing with this armor? I need to know.
All right, he is going to look at that scroll he got, and he's going to add it to his boots. Okay. He knows he can't recreate exactly everything, but he is going to make, I'll post it in the chat real quick, Boots of the Winding Path.
All right, so Boots of the Winding Path. While wearing these boots, a creature can teleport up to 15 feet as a bonus action to an unoccupied space the creature can see. The creature must have occupied that space at some point during the current turn. So basically, it's a, oh shit, let me go back to where I was kind of item. Mm-hmm. But it's a bonus action.
And pretty then cool. He's going to go back to his heavy metal, the guardian model of his armor.
Okay. Perfect.
Since Omug said he can't be quiet, so.
All right. So, I forget, what's that do for you versus the current one, other than giving you sneak?
You get the defensive
that's
field.
That's right, that defensive field stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. All right, cool. Anything else you're doing with your armor stuff before we continue?
No, not for now. Okay. That's it for now.
Okay, cool. So, Roy, you're able to, you know, update your armor. You can get those boots with that scroll that Mizuno Omari provided, and you meet back up with the rest of the party at the dining hall, and you see there's a small buffet. You're all able to supply yourself with food for the trip, so you'll have food well off for this mission as far as that goes. You'll be provided with any standard supplies such as rope, you know, very basic adventuring gear that you're going to need. So you're all good to go on that aspect. And you all have your magical items from last session that you got, so you're good to go there. And if there's nothing else you guys can think of as far as equipment to take with you, we'll go ahead and say after you all finish eating, Ashina Ruri eventually joins back up with you at the dining hall. And at that point, there is one of the monks steps into the dining hall.
Excuse me, purifiers. The teleportation circle is ready. Please come to the shrine. Follow me.
Oh, this guy back here is.
I am one of the Kori Shrine monks.
Awesome.
He was talking to me.
Oh, lead the way, Mr. Monk.
Very well.
And he begins to walk off. He's got these long monk robes. And he's got these prayer beads around his wrists and his neck. And as you all follow him, he takes you back to the exact same teleportation room that you guys were in when you were first sent to the Amiwa Ruins. And you can see there are four monks in there chanting, preparing the spell as the teleportation circle on the floor is beginning to glow that bright blue again. And Mizuno Amari is standing there as well as she is waiting for the four of you, or I should say six of you. And as all six of you step into the circle, she looks at you.
You're all prepared for this. My shinobi have recreated the summoning circle at the Amiwa Ruins. Again, you're going to be behind enemy territory. So there's no coming back and there's going to be no support. You have everything you need, correct?
Unless we do.
Good. And again, you're looking for the Captain Zaba. He is a Koldarian soldier. He has a bronze bracelet on his left wrist. Every time he commands the Yaksha, it glows a hint of purple. Get that bracelet and meet back up with Lord Oshiro once your mission is complete. I wish you all the best of luck. Is there any other questions before you sent off?
Hey, you got any extra monk robes and prayer beads?
I do, but what for?
I think I look good in them.
I'll have a pair ready for you when you return.
Oh, you're so lovely. All right, I'm ready to go now.
Very good. And she holds up one of her hands as she's holding up a fan, and the four monks continue to chant even louder. And as they do so, you can feel yet again, as before, your bodies begin to feel slightly off as all six of you are soon teleported back into the Amiwa Ruins, exactly where you were teleported to before when you met Ashinoruri with Biggs and Wedge. And as all six of you appear in what used to be Shimaran base in the Amiwa Ruins, you find yourselves now in a destroyed building, which before it was a fairly decently, fairly cleaned building before. You were in a, if I remember, it was a garden inside of a building that you appeared in before. But anyways, you guys appear there and the building around you is completely destroyed. There are corpses of the transformed Yaksha lying all around. There's blood scattered along the walls, along the garden area of where you're at. None of the shinobi that created that circle are there. You don't spot any of them. And you're just standing there now in the middle of these Yaksha corpses. And it is fairly quiet where you're at the moment. And as you guys appear there, Ashinoruri looks over at the five of you. All right, we're here. Remember, the shrine we're trying to get to is to the northwest of our current position. Follow me, stay quiet, and we will try to cross these streets without being spotted. Are you all ready for this? And she...
Should we destroy the circle before we leave?
No, we'll keep it here as is in case they try to send more reinforcements. I doubt reinforcements are coming. I think the circle is temporary from what I know, so it doesn't really do anything if we destroy it.
Okay.
Give her a nod.
She basically then begins to walk off as quietly as she can. And again, it is silent to the point where it's kind of worrisome because you're in this town that literally has a war going on between these Yaksha and Lord Oshiro's forces, but you just don't hear anything in your current location, which, I mean, last time you were here, you guys were getting fucked up mentally because of the scenes you were seeing with how devastating it was. And as you guys step out of the building, you guys notice there are corpses just lying everywhere, both Yaksha and samurai corpses just everywhere along the streets. Blood, both fresh and dried out, is scattered and splattered all throughout the streets and the walls of the buildings of the ruins. It is still a nightmare. It is what you remembered it when you left the last time. And Omug just looks around.
Oh my. This is like a nightmare.
Yeah. You could hear a pin drop.
I do not like it. It is too quiet.
I know. My stomach is bubbling.
Don't fart now.
I'm trying to hold it. It's hard.
Girl, your fart better not alarm Yaksha.
Do I have to roll still? It's like, no.
Don't give DM ideas now.
Silent but deadly.
Yeah. So, as you begin walking through the streets, it is fairly dark in the ruins. It's now becoming night. And as
You guys are walking towards the northwest. Again, it's a shrine that's basically a pagoda. So think of those layered towers you always see in like Asian themed. It's basically a 7-layered tower. Yep. So you guys can practically see it in the distance because of how tall it is compared to all the other buildings surrounding it. And Ashina Rui is just pointing up towards the pagoda, and she's just looks at the five of you. On foot, it's about 25 minutes from here. However, we're going to have to be discreet and quiet. So that 25 minutes is going to turn into probably an hour, depending on how we're trying to get there and depending on how many yaksha we come across. But the goal is to not get caught. We do not want any attention. We want to try and surprise Zaba. So let us go. And she begins to lead you guys. And with that, we'll go ahead and say this ends today's episode of Taverns and Caverns.
All right.
There we go.
Feeling like a mix of Scooby-Doo and Tenchu going on here.
Scooby-Doo? Where did Scooby-Doo come from?
The way she's leading, I just see Fred pointing, and then we're just doing that Scooby-Doo sneak.
Who got
big
the Scooby
asshole
snack?
Mug in the back.
Who got the Scooby snacks?
Who you know? Think?
Yeah.
I bagged my shit up before we left.
Yeah, you did. Thanks again for listening to another exciting episode of Taverns and Caverns, everyone. If you enjoyed our shenanigans, we ask that you please leave us ratings and reviews on Apple iTunes or any other podcast platform that you use. Also, please be sure to check out the Taverns and Caverns Patreon for exclusive content that you won't want to miss. You can find me on Twitter at HaphazardDM.
Yo, I'm Bri. I play Stella. And you can follow me on Twitter at Blaze_NancyBriKing. Or NBK.
I am Robert Jones, and I played Hota Lu Bei. You can find me on YouTube, Truebone, TRUBONE.
I'm Felicia, and I play Yome. You can find me on Insta or Twitter at Dagger Tribal.
I'm Rodimus, playing Roroi Rice. You can find me on Twitter at Rodimus7901 or at Instagram at Rodimus83.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone. Those are all of our players and our cast members for Taverns and Caverns Season 2. Until next time, take care.